This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls City Council has officially approved the plans for the new Aspirus Health Hospital. The roughly 22-acre site will be located near the Festival Foods along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard. Organization officials say they're hoping to complete construction within 18 months after obtaining the remaining approvals needed and breaking ground in the spring. City officials say the facility will serve as the primary hospital for local residents. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is also considering reopening St. Joseph's Hospital. The sentencing hearing for a man convicted of helping to hide four corpses in Dunn County in 2021 has been delayed. According to court documents, 59-year-old Darren Osborne was convicted on four counts of hiding a corpse as party to a crime by a jury in October. He was accused of helping his son, 40-year-old Antoine Suggs, hide the corpses of the four people killed at a St. Paul bar in September of 2021. The sentencing was rescheduled to February after his attorney requested a postponement to obtain an alternate pre-sentence investigation. A Dallas man has been charged with making terrorist threats directed at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center. According to court documents, 39-year-old Jonathan B. West was officially charged with a felony count and misdemeanors on Monday in Barron County Circuit Court. He's accused of calling the Veterans Administration Center in Rice Lake on Friday and threatening to shoot staff members. Officials from the Rice Lake VA clinic also accused him of making similar threatening calls to the Minneapolis VA office and the Shakopee VA office. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Housing and Economic Development Authority have announced new funding to develop nearly 500 housing units across the state. According to a press release, the funding is provided by the 2023 to 2025 biennial budget to expand access to safe and affordable housing in the state. A Sawyer County development is among the funding recipients, with Impact Hayward Homes eligible for a $400,000 loan to support infrastructure upgrades at their 40-unit workforce housing development. Just one day following the school shooting in Madison, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released their annual gun law scorecard. The annual report grades each state on the strength of its gun laws, and Wisconsin received a C grade in this year's scorecard. According to their 50-state analysis, states with stronger gun laws have lower gun death rates. In the report's rankings, Wisconsin finished 22nd in gun law strength out of 50 states and 35th in gun death rate, with nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a religious rights case that previously saw a divided ruling from the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. The case seeks to determine whether the Catholic Charities Bureau, based in Superior, should be granted an exemption to paying state employment tax. The organization argues that their work falls under the religious exemption to the tax, but the state Supreme Court ruled that the charity's work is not primarily religious, even if its motivation stems from Catholic teachings. The case could be decided by June. Xcel Energy held a public information session on a controversial solar energy project on Monday. The company is planning to lease thousands of acres of land in St. Croix County for the construction of a massive solar farm to replace energy production from their coal-fueled plant in Stillwater, which is expected to close in 2028. Residents have pushed back on the project, with thousands signing an online petition against it. Xcel Energy officials assured residents the project will have minimal, if any, impact on property values and local wildlife. The criminal case against the New Auburn man involved in a standoff in Barron County is set to proceed. 60-year-old Joseph Pushek was arrested on October 12th after being accused of pointing a firearm at the residence of a home near Chetek after the residents told him that his child wasn't there. A standoff ensued when law enforcement authorities arrived, during which Pushek allegedly pointed the firearm at deputies and rammed an armored vehicle with his truck. He is facing multiple charges, including domestic abuse and endangering safety. Wisconsin residents who still have a landline through AT&T will soon have to plan a change. Company officials say they're planning to discontinue their landline service in Wisconsin and other states by 2029. According to their data, about 5% of their residential customers still use a landline connected through copper technology, which they say is too susceptible to water damage and the wiring is more likely to be stolen. The company has introduced an alternative service that functions like a landline but runs over wireless networks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting nominations for this year's Wisconsin Ethical Hunter Award. According to a press release, the award is given out to a hunter who honors the outdoor tradition responsibly and safely. Past winners have been nominated for things like helping new hunters track their game or going above and beyond to protect the state's natural resources. The nominations will be reviewed by a 5-person committee of outdoor experts and must be submitted with the name and reason for nomination by January 31st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We're very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter, we set the tone, we played great team basketball, we were moving the ball, guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points, that's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay locked in because job is not done.
College football, more players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams, also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although fans may have been disappointed with the supposed finale of Yellowstone, the show did draw good viewership. Variety reports that Yellowstone pulled in 11.5 million viewers for the series finale, making it the most watched episode in series history, according to the Paramount Network. The network reported that the season 5 premiere pulled in 16.5 million viewers, but across multiple platforms. Either way, the numbers suggest many more spinoffs. The Boys has started shooting season 5 and promises more outrageous plot lines and behavior. Series creator and executive producer Eric Kripke says that main character Homelander, played by Anthony Starr, will be all trauma, and that the character might also get a spinoff series. This will be the final season of The Boys, and if you're interested in seeing what you've been missing, check out the previous 4 seasons on Amazon Prime and prepare for a wild ride. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. If you're a fan of the show's Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained, as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and through much of the day tomorrow. We could end up with around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. Tonight, clouds increasing into the teens. Snow tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.